Hey guys, please join us for the AfterBuzz recap of Project Runway Season 15, the finale. We are going to see all of the designs on the runway at New York Fashion Week. You are not going to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, everyone. We are recapping Season 15, the finale of Project Runway on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Michelle Uberest, and with me I have Carmen Cameron.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
We are super excited about this.
Yes, we are.
This is pretty much like the entire buildup of the season.
Yes, I've been waiting for this moment for a second. I'm excited. It was very exciting. I was on the edge of my seat the whole entire episode.
I think it's cool because we get to see like an actual 10-look collection from all of the designers instead of just, you know,
A non-challenge-based collection. You know, I was excited about this, and we got to see some very interesting things.
Yeah.
I was surprised the way the collections came together.
I know, and last week we saw kind of just a little taste of what the designers had planned.
Yes.
And they get a couple days to kind of change everything around.
Right. To be told that everything is wrong, to start over from the top and take it from there.
I think a lot of the designers actually pulled it together really well. You have 10 looks and you're just thinking, I have to edit this look and this look and this look, and you have like a day and a half.
Yes.
So I think they did a really great job.
Yeah. I mean, it was clear that everybody at this level was definitely professional, making quality garments, and everything was beautiful. It was just a matter of whose was the most beautiful.
And I think it's really hard to judge these designers against each other because they have so different aesthetics.
Yeah, their aesthetics are definitely different. Like, on one hand, you have Laurence, who's pretty, what's the word I'm looking
for? A badass.
She's a badass, but she's a little conservative.
Yeah.
And then you have Erin, who is all the way out of the box.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I don't know. It's hard to compare, but we had to do it.
For real.
You know?
So I don't envy the judges.
I don't either. But they looked really good tonight, too.
Yeah.
Heidi in those boots, hey.
Oh, yeah. And Nina.
Yeah, Nina was glitter. I love that sequins outfit.
So, actually, part of the season is, you know, each challenge you get something unique, and sometimes the designers get, like, a prize package. Mm. So we have a couple of follow-ups with some of these prize packages, and we have Cornelius actually got published in Marie Claire magazine. I think we have a photo of that.
Go, Cornelius! I'm his biggest fan now.
And I know, and I love this dress.
He hit me up on Instagram. I was so excited.
Oh, yeah?
It was such a fan moment.
He's really sweet,
He said he loves the show, the AfterBuzz show. He tunes in. Yeah, he's cool.
I'm super happy that he was able to get this spread.
Yes, and he deserves it.
For this dress, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And I think it actually, this doesn't come out till January.
Nice.
The January issue of Marie Claire.
But when we saw this was like instantly a moment. Like, I remember freezing when he stepped on the runway. I was like, oh. That dress, those colors, that cut, everything.
Yeah, it was a clear winner to me. There was just so much. I think this was the New York City challenge.
Yeah, it was.
And so congratulations to Cornelius on that.
Yes, congratulations. You're a winner, Cornelius.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
I would have loved to see what he would have done with Fashion Week. You know,
he would have slayed it, and he would have shredded everybody, and that's why he wasn't there. Because they wanted Erin to win. Yeah. Cornelius, I'm going to go on record and say it, that they just slid you out of the way, and your time is coming, baby. Trust me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you would have given us something so amazing, I know. And it would have been made out of, like, cardboard or something.
Actually, we had to figure out
what it was.
A lot of the designers get to do decoy collections.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if he did one or not because I haven't looked because I wanted to be surprised.
Right.
But you can go online and see the decoy collections of the other designers.
Nice.
So maybe Cornelius did do one. I hope so. I think he did,
I saw him say something about being at, you know, being attending Fashion Week.
I think so, too.
So I hope.
And so, hey, oh, well, you didn't get there on the show, but you got to show at Fashion Week.
But you got
week.
There in life, and that's what counts.
That's awesome. Right.
Right. Who cares about the show? Life is popping.
Right.
That's all that matters. You're winning.
So, and then next we have Laurence. She, in one of the very beginning challenges, made a jumpsuit for Just Fab.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have a photo of that as well. So you can actually go on justfab.com and buy her jumpsuit, and it comes
go
in
Laurence.
Olive or navy. It's actually really affordable. I think it's like somewhere around $60.
And it's super trendy. It's super in the trend right now. It's really cute.
I want the navy one.
You want the navy one? I like this olive color.
Yeah. We'll get someone. We'll just twinsie one day.
Yeah, twinsies. We should totally twinsies one day. That would be cool.
So I get really excited about these little prize packages because even if they don't win the finale, these things are pretty cool.
They keep you encouraged, I guess, along the way.
Yeah, and it just kind of gives you your career a little more momentum, and you know, you can have that in your portfolio, and
absolutely.
You know, a lot of people are seeing this. So
Absolutely.
Back to the finale. We have the designers. They get an opportunity to actually go back to Mood. Mm-hmm. So they get $500 and 30 minutes to kind of supplement what they're going to change on their collections. And
of course, Aaron is, like, stitching, like, Skittles on something. I couldn't believe that she said she didn't think she was going to finish. Like, how could you get this far and make a choice that you could even, like, toy with something like that? Like,
I know.
You do not come here to play with your time. Like, I'm with Rick on that one. Like,
I get it.
Anything that you do the day of, I call that setup time.
I agree. I get really stressed out. And I do work well under pressure to a certain point.
Right.
But I just think, like, this is your big break kind of thing.
Right.
And you have 6 weeks, so Tim shows up, like, 10 days before and there's nothing done. So, yeah, of course she didn't think she was going to finish.
But then look what she did in 10 days.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, she's
well,
she's
all
out of
in
here.
Her mind.
Yeah.
It just had to be executed.
So she's a pressure worker because everybody that knows her knows this about her.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's actually the only one that I have ever heard of that uses the Brother Dream Machine to actually embroider her stuff.
Okay.
So because they always say, you know, it's the Brother Sewing and Embroidery Studio. I've never seen anyone else embroider anything in the workroom. So I thought that was kind of cool. I would like to know a little bit more about that. but they don't really tell us too much. So Tim comes in to visit and kind of gives the designers one more rundown. Mm-hmm. Like, at that point, you can't do much. But I think it's just for, like, encouragement.
But stand there like...
I know.
Tim, what do you want me to do?
So, last minute, we have a couple of snags, and Roberry is missing a model.
Oh, right.
But they have a fill-in, so it's not that big a deal.
Right.
But, you know, you still have to style her, and she has to fit in the dress that was missing.
So, good for you, Roberry, for not having a complete anxiety meltdown at moment, because I would have lost it. Like, what do you mean she's not here? I would have lost it.
I mean, you have so many stuff. I mean, it's so hard to get that many people in one place at one time. And, and the models are very dedicated, but, you know,
but
someone's
pretty much
bound
everybody
to have an emergency
is,
or something.
Everybody's like a 0 and like 6'2", right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Simple size.
But some people have, you know, a little more bust or a little more booty or whatever. So it can be, you know, and sometimes they even, you know, say, oh, well, this girl has darker skin. She'd look better in the white.
Oh, the tone.
You know, it can make or break a look, I think.
Especially with hair color, skin tone, all of those things matter. Especially when you're putting colors on people.
Well, I think the designers spend a lot of time actually thinking about those things when they're designing who's going
to
wear what.
Well, hopefully they would try to replace the model with someone that was comparable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not it's tough, though. New York Fashion Week last minute. So.
Right. Could you imagine if they sent, like, a huge afro out? Like,
I know.
Oh, now what do I do? You know.
Make it work.
Make it work is what you do.
So we have judging Zach, Nina, and Zendaya as the guest.
Yes.
And then we have Heidi, you know, as usual. And, you know, what did you think in general? Like, were you impressed by these final looks?
I was. I think that everybody kind of stepped it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I was surprised where Roberry went because it was more of a street wearable thing, and I'm so used to him shining on avant-garde.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I liked it, but I was trying to figure out how the brown... Like, I love the brown and the fuchsia together, and I love the clash, but sometimes I was just, like, a little not sure if that would really go together in real life.
Right.
That type of thing.
Right. Let's take a look at Roberry's collection with the brown and pink. The brown and pink. That one.
There it is. There
forward,
it was.
Forward. There we go.
There it is.
So I couldn't get a really good shot of this because they have the whole collection and it's so tiny.
Right.
But basically, he did kind of all these brown tones with pink and purple, which I thought was a little strange, too. And it was kind of like this very fairy tale organza Barbie kind of fabric
and
mixed with, like, stripes that he kind of put together and color blocking and stuff like that.
Right. I like the color blocking. I love the detail.
I did, too.
The only dress I didn't like was the last one that came out. It wasn't that I didn't like it, but there was something going on with the fabric that looked a little...
Tortured.
Yeah, it looked like when you're sewing, you're a seamstress, so you know when it looked buckled.
Yeah.
It looked like it buckled up. So I wasn't sure. I'm like, is it fitting? Is it a pocket there? Is it a pouch? Like, I couldn't, it didn't translate to me.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that was the last thing he was making in like the half an hour before the runway. Right. So that's why. But like the idea of it, I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe from far away, it's fine. You know, you can't see that. But yeah, I know what you mean. But I think with the time constraint and everything, it was pretty good. Heidi mentioned she thought the last look was kind of somber. And I get that, but I think it fit well with his collection. I mean, I agree with you. The pink and brown, to me, it was crazy. I was like, I don't see anyone pairing this together in real life. Right. But somehow on the runway, it worked for me.
Right. Right. That's how I felt. Like, maybe the brown was to represent the everyday working woman. Because he was talking about women coming from where he was from and having to move around, being a traveling woman, and also coming from poor circumstances.
Right.
So maybe the brown represent the mundane, like what you have to do every day. You have to go to work. You have to keep it moving. You have to be a mom. And it's like this average, you know, brown tone color that kind of represents... It's almost like I don't want to sound offensive, but it's almost like potato sack brown, where it represents a grind.
Right.
And then you have this pink that still says, but I'm still woman.
Right.
So that's my interpretation of his collection.
Oh, I really like that.
Yeah, that's my interpretation of it.
I'm really glad that he kind of stepped up the artistic side to it. Mm-hmm. And although I felt like this wasn't as organic, it was more geometric than I'm used to from him, I still thought it was very artistic the way he's mixing the colors and the color blocking and the stripes and everything kind of with the whimsical organza pieces.
Yeah, I lost my mind over some of those pieces. They were really good. The white dress.
Yeah. Oh, I love the white dress with the feathers underneath.
Yes, very nice.
I was in love with it.
The plum color with the turquoise popping out, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Like, the shape was so fun and so unique and so runway.
I'm just really glad. I felt like from what we saw in the part one finale, that, you know, I felt like everything was really too casual and boring, and I felt like, I don't know how he sewed all these stripes together in, like, a day, but I'm really glad he incorporated that more artistic side of himself, because I felt like it elevated the whole collection.
Yeah, because I was kind of nervous last week, like, well, Barry, what's going on? Like, this isn't what we're used to from you, but he presented a very wearable collection.
And I think it's like, fun, too. Like, it's less serious. It's still got that serious tone to it, but the way that he played with the shapes and colors, I think it kind of brings a little bit more whimsy to it and, like, lightness.
And I like his pieces. I feel like they can be worn separately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, definitely.
I love a lot of these. Mm-hmm. And I just love the bright colors mixed together. It's it's so schizophrenic that it makes sense.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it. And then the hues coming off of the iridescent fuchsia are picking up the blue. And, so, you know, we see those colors jump out there as well.
Yeah, I think he did a stellar job.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next collection.
Sorry.
We have, I believe this is Rick.
Rick.
Yeah, so Rick. Loved it. I think did some good editing.
Yeah.
Taking advice from the judges from last episode.
Like, he took from the full piece and made it just the top, the cat suit with the skirt over top.
Yep.
Took the pants
and
off.
I think somehow, you know, I wasn't in love with the kind of blue paisley. And I'm still
not.
Yeah,
that wasn't your favorite.
But I think it made, he somehow made this make sense as a collection. It doesn't look so fractured now. Right. Like, I get it. You know?
I knew that he would make it make sense. I loved it. I love the denim piece. The denim, it was like a jumper.
The jumpsuit.
That was short. I would have jumped in that right now.
I love that jumpsuit.
If I had it, I would have showed up in it tonight. Listen, I love the jumpsuit, and I loved the denim. I thought that he would have done more detail on it.
Yeah.
Just because that's kind of like what's happening right now. But I like what he did.
Yeah.
I liked it. This yellow leather piece, phenomenal. It was like a long vest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was so dope.
Yeah, I love
and
the yellow.
And the shades are still one of the favorite parts of my collection.
I think
my favorite parts of his collection.
Yeah, I think the graphic part of it mixed with kind of the, you know, the denim. It wouldn't make sense to a lot of people, but when I saw it walk as a collection, it made sense to me.
Right, I was like,
and it was
okay.
Like, I love the attitude, like the kind of rock and roll.
It was very streetwear.
Modern.
Yeah,
right.
Very modern.
But I think it was also kind of slick, you know? It wasn't like over detailed. So
I agree.
I think Rick did a great job,
I
too.
I love it.
And I just love the glasses.
And that red dress, there's just something about the neckline and the way he cut, like, the opening on the side and the way it just sits on the body. It's so cute.
Yeah. I think he was smart to
detail.
Do a lot of color. And although I didn't see that shirt that I liked from last episode where it was, like, a face and a vase.
Yeah, we
didn't
see
a lot of
that.
Yeah. he still had kind of the arrows, and then I don't know if they were eyeballs or records, and maybe you're not supposed to know.
Right.
But
I think he probably removed some of the art because he just didn't want it to be so scattered.
Too much,
yeah,
right.
But I think he intended on having more art for sure in his collection. But I like what he did. He streamlined.
Yeah,
he made
totally.
It make sense. He cut back. Chose simplicity, and simplicity is a good thing to have in fashion.
Oh, yeah. As long as you do it well.
Right. Right. Laurence.
And we could go and look at Laurence's collection next.
Sorry, Laurence.
With the brown jumpsuit.
She's going to hate me if she sees me. She's going to bop me on top of my head. Like.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed in this collection. And I feel
it
like she was
a little flat.
Yeah, I feel like she was trying too hard to please the judges from all the comments that they had made before about the same shoulder and black and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she did any black. And I was like, but black is kind of her
your
signature.
Thing.
And so is the shoulder. It's not that you have to do 10 looks like that, but I think she took it too far. Mm-hmm. It was all color, brown, white.
It was all brown. It was all earth tone.
Yeah, and I just felt like she went too far away from that, like, fierce...
Mm-hmm.
Girl that she dresses.
Right. That white dress at the end, I wish that was her starting point.
And I agree.
I wish that would have came out in black and then got crazier and crazier.
Yeah.
Like, now we see she can push herself to that level to be artistic because she showed us, but it was like, like you peaked at the end.
Yeah.
On the last dress.
And I think that dress, the technique that she had used with mm-hmm. the leather, I feel like if she would have incorporated that into some of her other pieces, it would have really elevated them and made them more interesting.
Definitely.
Because we even see, like, the opening look. To me, it looks like a prison jumpsuit made out of brown leather.
It does.
And
I'm sorry.
I just feel like I wish I would have seen more detail.
Her entire body got lost in that
yeah.
in that jumper. There was no form. The form, it wasn't form-fitted. And there's something about the neckline. It was like mm-hmm. no collar, but it was still popped out. You know, it was just... It wasn't bad.
There were things I liked about it. But I don't feel like it was at her level. Like, I don't think it did her justice. So it was still that edgy, cool, kind of mm-hmm. stoic girl.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a totally different feeling. Like, if I saw this, I wouldn't think it was her, except mm-hmm. for maybe the last gown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she did some cool tops with the beading and the pearls and mm-hmm. some cool kind of shorts and stuff
like that.
Yeah, I like
those two studded tops.
I just felt like it was too basic for...
It was basic. That's a good word. It was basic.
For her.
For her.
Yeah. We expect too much out of Laurence.
I know. Her leather detailing is just amazing.
It is.
Though leather is her aesthetic, I would have just liked her to see her be a little more artistic. But then the judges kind of confirm what we've been saying. Like, you have really nice pieces, really wearable pieces, really pretty collection, but it's not popping on the runway.
Right.
So the objective is to pop on the runway.
I agree.
So she fell a little short.
You know, I think the white and the dark to light idea was cool, but I wish mm-hmm. she would have started with black.
Yeah.
And then maybe gray or something. I don't like the brown.
Ooh.
I don't like the weird green color in the middle.
Yeah, the weird green. And though I like the cut, like, the jumper is cut really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the fact that the lines look really clean.
Yeah.
But, and the white jumper to me was cuter than the green one.
I love the little white jumper.
Yeah, the white
dress.
One was
that
really
was super cute. I'd wear that for sure.
But not many people could fit the other, like, it isn't really realistic to me.
The,
like,
cut on top.
Yeah, like.
Yeah. I know. And the corset, you know, the kind of the corset dress at the
mm-hmm.
end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lost my mind.
That was,
I was
her.
Like,
that
yes,
was the only
Laurence!
Piece. That was the only piece that I thought was her signature.
I was like, yes, what is this? This is amazing. And then they show the detail and they show this, like, hand. You can tell, like, oh, it's just, I love couture. Like, I love things that stand out and it's like, I'm the only one.
And it
like
fit
this.
The model so well.
Right. You can find a jumper. So you can find a leather jumper in somebody else's. Like, what makes me want to buy Laurence's over the next person?
Right.
That's what Laurence has to focus on, bringing her thing to everything.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think she was just trying to tone it down too much
mm-hmm.
and please everyone instead of her pleasing herself.
Right.
You know,
but it's a beautiful collection, and I know that there's a place for it.
It is.
I know that there's a place for it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And
she would probably get more customers than the avant-garde stuff.
Sure,
and
for sure.
And over-the-top stuff.
But her technique, it's like, you know, if you made a cool leather jacket and had
mm-hmm.
that technique from the gown on the
yes.
back.
Yes, could you imagine white leather jacket made like that entire dress?
I mean, that would be amazing.
Out of this world.
Yeah. Or if she would have beaded some of the other pieces, too. I like
right.
that technique that she did with the pearl beading.
Right.
It just felt like kind of rushed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That the pieces were too plain for me. So.
I don't even think it was rushed. I just think
she just didn't know where to go because she was. I feel like she was faltering. Like
mm-hmm. she had a lot of stuff done early.
Feedback that was telling her Don't be yourself. And she took it too far, I think. So I think that's where she tripped up a little bit. There was just a little bit of disconnect for me. But I think, I still think it's a great collection. It's just...
I do.
For kind of the climax of the season.
I'm so happy. Story is so beautiful that she made it this far is amazing. Like,
I agree.
So I'm really, really happy for her.
And that was kind of her dream. She's like telling everybody, I'm going to show at New York Fashion Week.
Exactly.
And so she's accomplished that now.
Exactly. So go ahead, Laurence.
Yeah. I hope I hope she keeps doing stuff because I really would be interested to see like what she does moving on from here.
Yeah, I'm sure she will. She better.
Yeah.
Don't come this far to leave now, Laurence.
I know.
Don't do that.
So, and then the next collection we have up is Erin. I didn't get a real good shot of this one from the runway. But we see one of her looks up here with the bananas and the jacket.
Save me now. Oh, from the beginning, from the moment the orange top came out with the clashing skirt, I was like, yes, she's going to serve. I knew it.
And that was the first look.
Oh, yes. I loved it. I loved how fitted and just sculpted that top was to the model's body.
Yeah.
It was like no room for error in it.
Right.
It was bomb.
I think that was, I want to say that's leather.
Leather or some sort of puffy, foamish looking faux leather, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know, but it was dope.
Yeah, I mean, she did an amazing job, and I think that her kind of strength is kind of this kitschy, weird.
You have to be
crazy, psycho prints and colors.
Listen,
and
this is Fashion Week. Like, you don't come to Fashion Week to be bland.
It is, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Every single thing that came out on the runway jumped off of the runway into my lap, like, look at me now, like.
And I think she was the only one that was like the truest person to her.
She was,
and we have, you know,
it didn't look like she tried to create something that wowed the judges. It looked like she stuck to exactly what she was doing the entire time. Like, she has an identity.
I think so.
She
too.
Has one. Yeah.
I kind of wish I would have seen more of these like neoprene pieces because, like, one of my favorite pieces was the pink neoprene dress with the big sequins on it. Just because I felt like that is signature Erin. Like, if I had to pick one piece out of that whole section, that might be her. I also think the bananas.
And then there was a coat.
Yeah, and the coat, the pink coat.
Oh, so nice.
I just wish there was a couple. I mean, I guess there was quite a few pieces like that, but I felt like there were some kind of flowier other pieces.
Oh, and
I
love those, too. The crop, the flower crop top with the high waistband.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why I liked it, I like the detail. Like, I like the fact that she decided to stop the strap here and add chain from here to here. And I'm sure there was some sort of intricate embellishment on that chain that we didn't get to see up close.
Some of them were the plexiglass cutouts, like the hooks and stuff.
Oh, okay.
The glitter plexiglass.
Yeah, that was like, that was so dope. And it was so cute and it was wearable. Like, okay, she gives us these quirky pieces, but then she sends something down the runway that looks like you can put it on, like, still.
Well, even some of the crazy pieces, like, she had this kind of little pink top with the ruffle around the waist.
Yes.
I could see a really fashionable girl just wearing that with jeans.
Right.
You know, and just to be weird.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it just has to be a really fashion-forward person, but I think most people can appreciate that this is kind of just, like, a fun, you know, runway. She didn't take herself too seriously.
Right.
She doesn't, like, try too hard.
Right.
And she didn't really lose her way either, so.
Does she have to try hard? That's the thing I get from her. She's just naturally dope.
I mean, I think she works hard, but don't think she forces so hard as some of the other designers take it a little too seriously and
overanalyze. She knows her. You want to know why I know she knows herself? Because she waits to the last minute. People who aren't confident don't just wait until the last minute
to
get something. Like, she knows that. She knows herself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
But a big thing for her is fabrications and details like that, the embellishments. And so that's what she worked on for 4.5
Forever.
Weeks.
Right.
And that's what made her collection. You know, she's got these unique, interesting pieces.
She knows what her strength is.
You know, without those plexiglass pieces, what are you? You're just buying stuff off the shelf that anyone could, you know, put on a dress, too.
Right.
So I think those little touches, you know, it's a very small thing, but it really made her collection something extra special.
But here we do have a point. Like, when you take off this jacket, this top is kind of like, but who cares? Like, we're looking at the suit on the outside.
Girl on the street wearing that top and the skirt.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? So,
or the top and the jacket and maybe a different pair of pants.
Yeah. And, you know, overall, I'm looking at all these collections and I feel like
Hers was the most cohesive to me.
It definitely was.
Without being boring. Right. Like, without being brown, cream, green, brown, cream, white, white. You know, like, she had all of these colors and all these different styles, but they were still very, very cohesive. But even Rick's was still something that had to be kind of paired.
It was more cerebral.
Yeah, hers was just like...
Hers is just in your face.
Yes.
Very cartoony, very upfront.
Yes.
So I think that people kind of understand it a little better. And it's something different. I feel like it's kind of something that's not out there in fashion, where it's not like, oh, I'm making a jacket. No, I'm making a really weird jacket that no one's ever seen before.
That's my approach.
You know?
That's how I approach everything that I make or I embellish. Like, it has to be something weird, or it has to take what's there to the next level, or I don't want to touch it.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
You know, but overall, all these collections to me, I felt like were a little casual. You know, I feel like we could have seen some more gowns.
Yeah, we didn't see any gowns. Huh? You know, we didn't see any really elegant.
I mean, a couple of the designers had kind of a gown at the end, but it wasn't like the showstopper, except for Laurence, I think was a good, you know, showstopping ending piece.
But it may just be like the state of fashion right now. Like, everybody's really funky and weird and just...
That's true, but I just feel like you also, as a collection, have to create some different pieces for different situations. Like, if you are Rick's customer, what are you going to wear on a date?
This is what I thought we were going to get from Ribéry. I thought we were going to see gowns, like, flowing, like, trains.
I thought so, too.
And I thought it was going to be some sculpting going. Like, that's why I was so surprised. Like, okay, you really went...
Streetwear. I mean, a lot of these are kind of streetwear. You
definitely
know,
streetwear.
But, I mean, I feel like for a collection to be well-rounded, you should have some casual and some also, you know, what about an evening, you know, what are you going to wear from, if you're a big designer, fan of this designer, what are you going to wear for these different occasions?
Right, exactly.
You know, they're just going to go somewhere else.
Exactly.
So, for most, you know, high-end designers, you see their collection, well, they do, like, you know, 50 looks or something, but I still feel like there could have been some more.
Right. Now, when you get to this level, because you've been in this competition before, so when you get to a point like this where, okay, there are three other people that you're against, do you consider what they may be making when you decide to make your collection, or is this something that you completely black out?
I think
out?
It depends on the person. For me, I just blacked out. You just the more you focus on yourself, I think the better collection you do, because there's nothing you can do to directly compete with another designer that's completely different,
so it's
person
like
than you.
Blackout mode at that point.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we'd be in the workroom and they'd ask me, they'd be like, well, are you looking around the room? Who do you think is your competition? I was like, I have no idea.
Right.
I don't really look. Yeah.
Right. Good for you.
I don't need to look until I'm sitting on the runway, and then, you know, then I can appreciate what they've finished or whatever. Right. I'm not like looking around the room, like scoping around.
Right. Because we saw a lot of like neediness. Like, we saw people who couldn't get their garments done without help, you know, and we saw that happen, or we saw, like, people go downhill after their friend left. It's like...
Well, I think you have to worry about yourself. Don't worry about everybody else.
Yeah, definitely.
You just got to do the best you can, because everybody's so different. Mm-hmm. And these four designers, totally different. Mm-hmm. I mean, it always ends up
that
way.
That's what I was wondering. Like, okay, Ribéry, did you choose to go streetwear because you knew you were against Rick and Aaron?
I don't think so. Especially Ribéry. I think he's pretty true to his own kind of emotional design side. But... I mean, I feel like some people do that, but I feel like they mostly leave the competition early. Because, I mean, you just can't compete. Even in a challenge where you're like, oh, let's design for Just Fab, you can't.
Right.
Like.
If you can't really, if you're not the real deal, you're not going to last.
Yeah. I mean, the very only thing I would say is maybe you could look and say, oh, everybody's doing such a great job, I may as well step it up. But other than that, I think, you know, just... Everybody's so different and unique and special. That's why, you know.
Definitely.
So
okay, thanks for that.
Yeah. So
perspective.
We say the winner is Aaron.
Yes. Yes. You predicted that. You
so
said
did you.
That. Yeah. Well,
so did you.
At one point, I thought it might be Ribéry because he was just giving us like left field.
When it came down to those. Even just, like, after the collections had shown, I was like, I don't know, maybe Ribéry could take it. Because I've been saying Aaron from day one.
Right.
Just from the very first challenge.
Yeah, she's so unique.
You know, Ribéry really stepped it up. And I was like, oh, I might be wrong.
Right.
I don't know.
And then here comes Rick with this fabulous collection that really threw us off. Now we're like, okay, we really don't know who's going to win.
And I can't believe he was first one off.
Right. I was like, how could you let him go first?
Yeah.
Like, that is so, like, he deserved better than that.
He deserved it. I could tell because, you know, he was just trying to, like, leave with grace, but I could tell he was really upset.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
He didn't deserve that.
Yeah, and you just sit there, like,
what?
For what seems like hours while they, like, say your name, and you're just like...
And they're like, Rick.
And you just have to, you're just like, this is it.
It's it. I would have passed out and fell backwards off the runway a long time ago. Trust me. But they did. They held it together, and Rick had to go, and he was so strong. He had to face his aunties to help him do that embroidery and everything.
But, you know, once you make it to Fashion Week, like, you have to be so proud of yourself.
You have to be.
And
congratulations,
your family
Rick.
Is proud of you, yes. And they're just, like, really...
It's just the moment. It's just that getting over the... I've been in a competition, and I didn't win.
And I think that's every episode. Like, if
I don't
you know.
See how you guys did it. I got called for an audition for, like, The Voice once. And just sitting in the waiting room alone. I was about to lose my mind. Like, I can't do this. Like, I'm going to have way too much anxiety. So to make it through weeks on weeks on weeks of this pressure is crazy.
I mean, I guess it depends on, like, what type of person you are. And if you make it through a couple challenges, it's easier after that. Mm-hmm. Because you're just like, oh, okay, this
They're
is
like,
how
okay,
it goes.
Cool, okay.
Really what the killer is like, you don't get any sleep.
Right.
And you don't have your phone for, like, 2 months. So you can't be on social media. You don't know what's happening in the world. Like, you don't know if all the countries still exist or
right
what.
You're just in a bubble. You're in a fashion bubble.
And so, and then you also have to be, like, quiet. So they'll be, you know, setting up the room or, you know, setting up the challenge, and you'll just have to sit there for, like, hours.
I would have
can't
read
talk
books.
To each other.
I would have read books on books.
So
I would have read so many books.
And you're just thinking, like, to yourself, like, what is going to happen to me? What, you know, you're just, all these things going through your mind. So
Rick goes and he hugs his mom and he holds it together. He's a man. Yeah. He wants to cry, but he doesn't.
But you know what? Congratulations to everybody, because once you get to this point, I think, like, everybody.
You're a winner.
You are.
You
and
have,
you're not,
you have
you know,
shown at Fashion Week.
Yeah. And you don't get the money, but, you know, they show it internationally.
Right.
Project Runway is shown internationally, and they syndicate it in all kinds of different languages. Yeah. So you've shown
your hustle
collection.
Is real, your opportunity is here and now. Take it and run with it.
So, and that's the thing. You have to take the momentum and keep working, keep showing, and keep, you know, get yourself out there. Don't, like, let this be the end. You know, this is could be a high point, but you just have to, you know, use this and then, like, kind of launch.
Yeah, you have to.
From
you
there.
You can't drop the ball.
So I'm really excited to see what I know. I'm really excited to see what all these designers are doing in the future.
Yes.
I usually just follow all of them so I can kind of keep in touch and see like what they're doing.
That's
and
cool.
It's really cool. All of the Project Runway designers, even if we've never met each other, like from
right.
different seasons,
it's a bond.
We're all really supportive and stuff because we know what each other has
like,
been
no
through.
Like no one knows what this is like but us.
So it's kind of cool, actually.
Right.
So congratulations to everybody, and especially Erin.
Yes.
I'm really excited to see what she's going to do with her money.
Yes. I hope she creates a fabulous collection with it.
Yeah, and, like, is she going to start retailing this stuff?
I
like,
hope so.
You know?
She should.
Really interesting to see what path she takes with it. So.
She has a, like, I feel like her stuff would, like, fly in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
It's out of here.
I could see that, too.
It would just be gone.
And New York, too. Like, that fun type of
definitely
woman, I could see it being all over New York.
Definitely.
And, I mean, L.A., too, some of the pieces.
Yeah, but a lot of her things are, like, L.A. is such a relaxed place.
It is.
Like, we're
but
so chill
But there's a lot of
here.
Weirdos that like weird fashion. Yeah!
Weirdos unite!
And I think we're, like, a lot more fun, too, even though we're laid back. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Just my opinion, but... I mean, I could see a lot of her pieces, even if they were kind of, like, toned down for Target or for, like, a big retailer.
Yes,
you know? So,
definitely.
Yeah, especially for, like, the younger...
And even those softer floral pieces.
Mm-hmm.
All
day. Yeah, with the weird prints
BCBG
on them.
Kind of.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So, any other comments you'd like to make about this season?
Just congratulations to everyone. Yeah. You guys did a fabulous job. It was so fun watching you create these amazing pieces under these crazy circumstances and pressure. Like, it's very, very applaudable, right? You guys did great, and I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah,
we're
going
to be tuned in. We're not going anywhere. We're fashion geeks. Like, we're here for you. We want to see what you're going to do.
Totally.
Yes.
All right. So, guys, we're going to be actually recapping Project Runway Junior, but we're going to actually do a couple episodes starting next year.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you catch us for that. We're taking a little Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
It is airing tonight, but we'll probably do a little catch-up of two or three episodes when we start back in January.
Yes.
So don't miss that.
Tune in.
And... You know,
and thanks for tuning in for us with us this season.
Right on.
Yeah.
So follow all the designers, look them up, support them.
Mm-hmm.
that's what we're here to do too.
Yes.
And we will see you guys for Project Runway Junior. Yes. I am your host, Michelle Uberest, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberest.
And I am Carmen Cameron. You can find me at Carmen Cameron on Instagram and Carmen Cameron on Facebook.
And you guys can always tweet us, ask us questions. We will answer them on the show for you. Yes. And we will see you next year.
Bye. Happy holidays.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.